Greetings, welcome to episode 191 of Active Listening. I'm your host, Stalia. We're going to start off this week with a track by Milanese. This is Mr. Bad News.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Get this back.
Wees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. Dat de schitterende dragers der vooruitgang op hun pad niet achterom kijken. Opdat zij niet over de voorhoede der voorzichtigen struikelen. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Niet en wees verheugd, het is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Delial Bruinvlugger beschijnt beter. Bruinvlugger beter. Delial bruint werkelijk geweldig.
Elke zoontje sinaasappel is het natuurlijke resultaat van maanden en maanden zon. Malse regen en vruchtbare aarde. En als je zo'n zoontje sinaasappel openmaakt, dan ruik je die zomer. Dan proef je die zon. Sunkist Zielesappels dan wohnen von der Bühnensonne.
Brutaler Terror, Rauschgift und Mädchenhandel. Dila! Los, lass mich!
Lass mich los! Meint ihr, ich wüsste nicht, was für schmutzige Geschäfte ihr hier treibt?
Wir dürfen Sie ohne Erlaubnis vom Boss nicht rein, das wissen Sie doch.
Ein Mann kämpft gegen die Mafia des fernen Ostens. Ein Mann zerschlägt den größten Mädchenhändlerring Ostasiens. Dramatik, Action und Spannung.
Habt ihr gehört? Der will sich in unsere Geschäfte einmischen und glaubt, er könnte es mit uns aufnehmen.
Kämpfe auf Leben und Tod. Ein Mann gegen eine Horde von Killern.
Du hast meinen Bruder getötet.
Und du willst ihn rächen.
Mein Bruder war einer der Besten. Ich will nur wissen, ob du es auch mit mir aufnehmen kannst.
Yeah!
Niemand entkommt dem Mann von Hongkong.
Hören Sie, es ist ein chinesischer Bulle in der Stadt. Der wird ein bisschen zu aufdringlich. Ja, ich denke, er wird einen kleinen Unfall haben.
This was the sixth attempt on the life of the president. In desperation, the OAS terrorists hired a professional killer.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime job. Whoever does it can never work again.
How much do you want?
$500,000.
What?
In cash. I'd like to know how you expected to find $500,000 so quickly.
A desperate plan. Nothing left to chance. Every chilling detail. Time to the second.
Commissioner Berthier,
we're in trouble on this one, since not even the OAS know who he is. Action Service can't destroy him. Territorial surveillance can't pick him up at the border because they don't know what he looks like.
An unparalleled manhunt. A determined and relentless killer. Impossible to know. Impossible to stop.
He's vanished. I don't think we really ever had any idea what kind of man you've been pursuing.
Excuse me.
This is as close as most people ever get to the CIA. But you're going a lot closer to a top secret briefing inside. Gentlemen, this is Gerald Cross. In the 30 years he's been with the agency, Cross has become too good. He knows too much. Cross is to be eliminated. This is Scorpio. CIA experience, 4 years. He's good because Cross trained him. He's also Cross's friend. His assignment, eliminate Cross.
I want Cross. And I want him burned.
How bad is he want?
All the way.
So long, brother of mine. You've got 30 seconds to live. McCloud wants me dead.
I'll have to go deep, so you won't hear from me for a while.
When the agency wants to get rid of someone, they do it. Even when it's their best man.
Where is Cross?
We can't all miss, mister.
Cross!
If you get Cross, you get his job.
They wanted Cross, and they didn't care whose life it took to get him.
They shot your wife.
No! Jesus, a gas!
Job with a woman was killed.
I didn't kill her, I swear!
Do me one favor, Cross. Run as fast and as far as you can. You've nothing but enemies.
The Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend to the prayer that is made in this place.
So here's how vomiting works. There's actually a vomit center in the brainstem at the base of your brain. It sends signals to your midsection, the diaphragm and the muscles surrounding your stomach, and they violently react, propel the food up your esophagus, out your mouth, hopefully into a toilet or a bucket. And the thing is, the force is absolutely incredible.
Look for cover, the nearest cover. Don't try to make it home unless home is the nearest place to go. Don't hesitate, find cover. Finding shelter quickly may save your life. If you can't get into a house, get behind a wall or a steep embankment.
I obey the party. It is my obligation. I remain at my post.
The revolution demands it.
Yes, Stalin.
You test, Comrade Stalin?
The police are supposed to be accountable.
But they still do what they like. They still terrorize people.
I think Comrade Bukharin is right. No brutality should be allowed. Although, there is no revolution possible without terror.
People demand peace! No! The people, no! The people demand land! No! Forward! The unfinished revolution! The proletarian revolution!
It took the
Bolshevik 6 more months to finish the revolution.
On the side, away from the city. Sounds that reveal the presence of radioactive rays. Go to your prepared shelter. Cover windows to protect against the possibility of broken glass, heat, and radioactivity. The attack will come on the waterfront area. Find cover immediately. Don't look at the flash. Stretch out. Another bomb may fall. Shed your outer garments. They may have radioactive particles on them. Protect your eyes and neck.
The Antichrist has spoken! Christ, protect me from the fangs of Satan!
December is de maand van het gezin en het huis. Maar in de donkere dagen voor kerstmis moet iedereen er eerst op uit. Om op de hoogtijdagen thuis de sfeer van beschutting en geborgenheid compleet te maken. Het is een kwestie van wikken en wegen op de kerstbomenmarkt welke den het mooist zal staan. En als de keus gemaakt is, wacht de feestelijk verlichte stad. En wachten vooral de winkelstraten met de ontelbare etalages die proberen zich in de belangstelling te dringen en van kijkers kopers te maken.
Over 3 dagen moeten we Superbrein onze beslissing meedelen. Overgave op gevecht. 3 dagen maar, en dat is nog een gunst ook. U heeft allemaal de rapporten van kolonel Pieter, van commandant Dikke en van onze agenten op Cassiopeia gelezen. Zij zijn het allen eens. Wij maken geen schijn van kans. Maar dan ook geen schijntje. Het spijt me, heren. Het is de harde waarheid. Nu jullie dit weten, wat is jullie beslissing?
We zijn het er hopelijk over eens dat we ons niet overgeven. Ik stel voor erover te stemmen.
Je kunt ons niet meerekenen. We zitten veel te ver weg. Onze troepen komen nooit op tijd om mee te kunnen vechten. En daarom geloof ik dat ik me van stemming moet onthouden.
Wat ons betreft kan ik u verzekeren dat de troepen van Scorpio al op weg zijn hier naartoe. Ik vermoed dat onze 20 schepen wel op tijd zullen zijn.
De onze zijn eveneens op weg. 10 kruisers, 6 fregatten, jagers...
Het spijt me, maar wij zitten te ver en het is te kort dag. Misschien als het gevecht nog langer doorgaat.
I've got a message for you, and you're not going to like it.
Book of Psalms, chapter 18, verses 37 to 42. Americans exist on our behalf, on behalf of the American people, and that is certainly our prayer for them today. It's an honor you're gathered here, and I'm grateful for so much leadership that we see here, who put their faith not in chariots, who put their faith in the King of Kings. And in a place like this, it has a lot of chariots and a lot of capabilities, and they're beautiful, and we love them, and we use them to the best of our ability. We understand who the author of all things truly is.
I'm Bill Cosby, and the kids in Los Angeles have a slogan, Speed Kills. And they're not referring to safe driving habits. They're talking about a group of drugs, including Ups, Meth, Pep Pills, Dex, even Bennies. Dangerous drugs, sometimes fatal to the users. And you should know about the Up drugs. You may even be taking some now and not be aware of their danger. Write for this free booklet, The Up and Down Drug. Don't guess about drugs when you can have the facts.
De gevaren van een atoomwapen zijn de hitte, de luchtdruk, de straling en de radioactieve neerslag.
En hoe moet jij je mee?
Oh,
sorry.
Hij was altijd zo mededeelzaam.
Maar ik moet jou niet meer. Gek, hè?
Stom, maar met je titel op alles zeggen. komt, je rijdt naar achter, je tieten er half uit. Ach,
ga sta jij je in je eentje te schelden?
Ach ja, schelden de hele rotzooi lucht op, hè?
En teringzooi. Ik vind je enig. Ik vind je echt geweldig. Waarom met dat stelletje kuttenkoppen hier? Het vertellen wel een slapsoortje wij, zijn dat zeg.
Voor de liefhebbers van romantiek is een gelukkig einde. Het is het bewogen verhaal van twee mensen die op slag verliefd worden. Hun gevoelens van oprechte liefde zijn nauwelijks meer te blussen. Hun romance is een sprookje, hoewel hun liefdespad gaat niet altijd over rozen.
Gewaarschuwd, als de mens niet voorzichtig is, worden de oceanen, het land en de natuur vernietigd. En daarmee de hele wereld.
Drugstierende omaatjes met de drugshandel proberen ze hun schamele pensioentje aan te vullen. Drugstierende omaatjes met de drugshandel proberen ze hun schamele pensioentje aan te vullen. Bij Nederlandse regering. En drugstierende omaatjes. Oma's die drugs stieren, dat kunnen wij ons moeilijk voorstellen. Oma's proberen hun schamele pensioentjes aan te vullen met het verkopen van drugs.
Want een paar gulden is niet genoeg. Omaatjes verkopen van alles om het hoofd boven water te houden. Sommigen hebben een nieuwe markt ontdekt, drugs. In hun tassen verstoppen de omaatjes verslavende medicijnen. Vooral tieners komen op de drugs af. Er zijn er nu zo'n 500.000 verslaafden.
Denk niet dat manipuleren en verleiden altijd slecht is. Als je iemand door hem te manipuleren in de goede richting brengt, is dat natuurlijk goed. Ben je bereid om je ouders geestelijk te doden? Ouders zeggen, je wilt mijn kinderen van me afnemen. En dan zegt Edwin, jazeker, absoluut, prijs de Heer. U heeft het goed gezien. Mag je iemand niet kwetsen? Natuurlijk wel. De waarheid doet nou eenmaal pijn. En dat is goed.
Wil je daar wel eens mee ophouden, lummel?
Ik ben zo enorm geschrokken van uw programma. Nou, zo die opmerking, dan denk ik, dit is niet humaan. Jullie zijn echt helemaal op het verkeerde spoor, want dat kan niet. Dit programma, dat is terug.
Dat vind ik afschuwelijk. Oh man, wat een haat. Wat een haat spreekt hieruit. Hier uit dit programma is niets anders dan haat, haat, haat. U zit hier alleen maar te haten en anders niet. En dat er dan een programma komt dat ik nou mijn wezenlijk schrok. En dat zijn dit nu mensen.
Wat ik hier heb.
Through the science of modern psychiatry and the use of psychotrope substances. It became so. And believe me, it wasn't easy. It took me years to do it. Believe me, he's a true friend. They made it possible to develop a new line of art. The art of fright. Everything I am through him. Morpho? She belongs to you, my friend.
No. No!
President Trump will have a miracle second term.
He is the one that God's going to put his hands on.
God says, I'm going to flip this thing, and we haven't seen anything yet, but it's coming.
We're not crazy, they're crazy.
And justice will be served, says your God.
This is far from being over.
Nothing will stop me from my plan of putting my son, Donald Trump, back in that White House.
All of this is culminating in Donald Trump getting his second term of presidency.
It has to.
I hear the sound of victory. I hear the sound of victory.
Make America great again.
That's what the Bible says.
That is spiritual warfare.
We'll take it by force.
This is war.
Let me tell you something. You ain't seen an insurrection yet.
The infamous white powder that somehow made it from ancient coca leaves in South America to boardrooms, nightclubs, and bad decisions worldwide. If cocaine had a LinkedIn profile, its bio would read, fast-acting stimulant, specializes in euphoria, confidence boosts, and ruining bank accounts. Cocaine is extracted from the leaves of the coca plant, but don't let that plant-based origin fool you. perception disorder, HPPD, aka flashbacks that come back to visit when you least expect them. At the end of the day, LSD offers a wild ride for your brain, but the destination is unpredictable. GHB has a dark history, but is also sometimes used, legally, to treat narcolepsy. Talk about a double life. Chemically, GHB is a central nervous system depressant. When taken recreationally, it causes feelings of relaxation, euphoria, increased sociability, and, well,
Class, this is John Anderson and Arlene Beal from the 8th grade. They want to choose a boy and a girl from this class to be in their assembly. Oh! All right, put your hands down. They'll have to choose.
So there's time to put it on. Don't go to bed with wet hair. Putting up your hair is something you have to learn. And everyone does it differently. It depends on how you wear it. You may still need your help with your mother on this.
Make
a habit of doing it when you wash your hair. Next time, ask your mother. You won't have a sore place like that. Don't forget your toenails. After a bath is a good time to cut them, because they're softer then. Cut them straight across, and not rounded like fingernails. Look at your
You know what? I'm gonna kill you.
What's your name, scumbag? Who's the slimy little common shit twinkle toad cocksucker down here who gets signed his own death warrant? Was it you, you scroungy little fuck? So you little piece of shit, you look like a fucking worm. You little scumbag! Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister. Unfuck yourself. Bullshit! You don't scare me. Are you about to call me an asshole? Do you suck dicks? I bet you're the kind of guy that would fuck a person in the ass and not even have the goddamn common courtesy to give him a reach around. You're so ugly you could be a modern art masterpiece. Do you suck dicks? I'm gonna give you 3 seconds. Exactly 3 fucking seconds to wipe that stupid looking grin off your face, or I will gouge out your eyeballs and skull fuck you! Get on your knees, scumbag! Oh, you little maggot! You make me want to vomit!
We will talk about your Jesus Christ. Now, how many of you believe in Jesus? Come now, don't be bashful. You know that your parents have taught you about Jesus. Come on, raise your hands. That's better. How many of you now still believe that Jesus answers prayers? Now, how many of you would like to have some candy? That's better. Since you believe that Jesus answers prayers, let's see if your Jesus will bring you some candy now and produce a miracle. I don't see any candy. I don't taste any candy. There is no candy. Your Jesus didn't bring us any candy. The reason why, your Jesus Christ can't do it. But I can beg you to do it. We will pray to our glorious leader, Fidel Castro, and our glorious Fidel will bring us all of the candy that we can eat. I will show you a miracle. Come in. Come in, comrades. This is a miracle from our glorious Fidel.
all of the candy that we can eat. Here, take all that you want. This is a miracle, not from your Jesus Christ, but from our glorious Fidel Castro.
I will perform transorbital lobotomy on 10 patients within an hour. Operation is simplicity itself. One merely inserts the leucocon beneath the eyelids, breaking through the bone, pressing it up into the prefrontal lobe, manipulating it so as to sever the nervous connections of the thalamofrontal radiation to the body of the brain, to demonstrate not only the simplicity but also the speed of the process. I will perform transorbital lobotomy on 10 patients within an hour. These patients will be given mild doses of electroshock to sedate them, although I should point out that the procedure is completely painless. Now we know that lobotomy works, but now we can apply it on a much larger scale. The old way, prefrontal technique, required a full day's work by a surgical team to treat a single patient. In the same time, working alone, I can treat 50. My method is inexpensive, it's fast, and it's safe. Only a little more dangerous than operating to remove an infected tooth. Lobotomy, get some home.
Lord, today I'm going to spend the whole day with you. I'm going to read my Bible and I'm going to pray and try to get close to you, because this summer I've just been doing whatever I want really, and I hadn't really got to spend a whole lot of time with you. So today, before I go back to school next week, I'm going to just spend my whole day with you and try to get close to you again. Come in.
Hey, Sabrina, what's up?
Hey, Shelly.
What are you doing?
I'm reading my Bible and just trying to spend some time with the Lord.
Well, you should go shopping with me today.
Oh, I'd love to.
You can pray later.
I've been putting it off, and I really need to spend some time with the Lord today.
Well, just call me if you want to go.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Come in.
Hey.
Hey, Jordan.
What's up? I'm going to a party tonight. You should come.
I can't. I've already told the Lord that I'd spend the day with him.
It's the last big party before Christmas.
I know, but I really need to stay here and just spend time with the Lord today.
All right. Well, if you change your mind, let me know.
Well, thanks for inviting me. Come in.
Hey, it's me again.
Hey, y'all.
So instead of going shopping, we should go to this awesome party. It's going to be like the best one before school starts.
I don't know. I've already promised the Lord, and I've really been putting it off a lot.
That really cute guy you like is going to be there, and he's been asking about you.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Michael?
Aw. Come on. It's going to be fun. Come on.
I don't know. He was asking about me. I've liked him since second grade.
I know. And school starting back.
That would be so cool if we were like dating when we started school back.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys go on out and I'll be out in just a minute, okay?
All right.
Lord, I know I just told you that I was going to spend the day with you, and I will when I come back, but I'm going to go to this party and I'm going to meet up with this guy that I've liked for a long time. And I'll come back and spend time with you then, okay? And I'll read my Bible and pray then, okay? Lord, listen. This party, there might have some worldly music or something, and there might be some people drinking. I don't know what they're going to be doing, but I'm not going to be doing any of it. But I know that you'll feel uncomfortable. So you stay here, and I'll be back in just a little bit, I promise. And then I'll spend some time with you, okay? Lord, listen, I know that you told me that you'd never forsake me or leave me, but if you will, please just stay here and leave me alone for just a little bit, and I'll go to this party, and I promise I'll be right back to you, okay? You just stay here. Lord, I really, really hate to do this to you, but...
Lord, I'm so sorry.
I didn't realize that every time I fail you and make records.
That he sent Darwin to explain it. Quote, God hates facts.
Fuck you.
Quote, t-shirt. Science flies people to the moon. Religion flies people in the building. And so the world tonight has a distorted, twisted view of God. You're going to see some people here tonight who don't understand God and try to explain God with their own natural mind, and it can't be done. The Bible says the natural man receiveth not the things of God, for they are spiritually discerned. Neither can he know them. You can't know them unless you're spiritual. You can't understand the Bible. You got people out there trying to explain the Bible that ain't even saved. And they have no understanding of the Word of God till you get born again. Lost person can't understand the Bible, let much less teach it or explain it. That's why you have so many religion courses in colleges and stuff where they get everybody confused. They don't even know what you're talking about. So tonight, I'm fixing to show you that the world still hates. When I get Sam the picture here, you can turn it the rest of the way back. You don't believe we're in the last days? Take a look, folks.
Just take a look. Fish.
These advertisements. There's your verse of scripture. John 15:18. Get them all. There you go. Look at here. Watch this tonight.
Then get ready for the ultimate historical revenge fantasy.
The name of this movie is Jesus Uncrossed. And he said, I'm off the cross now. I'm coming back at you, and I'm mad. Watch it.
He's risen from the dead. And he's preaching anything but forgiveness. He may be with Sandra, but
watch it tonight.
Silence. With Brad Pitt as St. Peter.
I need me 11 apostles. We're gonna be doing one thing.
Rage as Punches Pilot.
The weird thing is that it doesn't even want to infect you. You're not its preferred food. It only eats bacteria, actually. But when you accidentally snort it up your nose, it gets a tad bit confused and decides to take a trip up through your nasal cavity, along your olfactory nerves, the ones that let you smell things, through a tiny bone plate in your skull called the cribriform plate, and straight into your brain. And once it's there, it starts eating. But not bacteria anymore. Rather, your brain cells. It's an amoeba eating your brain in real time. Sounds promising, until you learn that promising still means a 97% chance you'll die anyway. We die randomly and call it a statistical anomaly, which somehow feels worse. But yeah, no, now I kind of feel like something's wiggling inside my skull. And this feeling is only gonna get worse. Ever get an eyelash stuck in your eye and spend like 20 minutes trying to fish it out? Yeah, now imagine you finally grab it, pull, and it wiggles. Abby Beckley, 28, Oregon, 2016. She felt an irritation in her eye for days. You know, that annoying scratchy feeling like something's in there but you can't find it. She's looking in the mirror, pulls at what she thinks is the problem, and out comes a translucent worm, half an inch long, moving. I looked at it and it was moving, she said, and it died within 5 seconds. Cool, cool, cool. Totally normal Tuesday. Except it wasn't just one. Over the next 3 weeks, doctors pulled 14 worms from her eye. 14! Not a typo! The species, Thalassia gulosa, Kettle eyeworm, the kind that's supposed to live in cows, not humans. It's spread by flies and feed on tears, because apparently flies have a thing for eyeball moisture.
In de laatste weken zijn in ons land al honderden konijnen in de dood gejaagd door de myxomatose, een ziekte die verleden jaar in Frankrijk ontelbare slachtoffers eiste. De dieren krijgen gezwellen over het hele lichaam, worden blind en sterven binnen een paar dagen.
If you've got trouble, service is prompt, efficient, and deadly.
We move in on big business and the money comes rolling in like waves on the shore.
Trouble man is mayhem. Rub him wrong and he'll blow up in your face.
This is Chief. Chucky's dead. Now I'm coming to get your honky ass.
Look out, cause trouble is here.
Picture this. You're at a party. You don't really party. You're more of a two beers and I'm good person. But your friends dragged you out, and now you're on a couch watching everyone have a better time than you. Then your buddy sits down next to you, pulls out a pill, says it's Xanax, says it'll help you relax, stop overthinking, actually enjoy yourself for once. You say no, obviously. You don't do drugs. You've seen the DARE presentations. You know better. But then he hits you with it. Bro, everyone here's done. You trying to be better than us? You scared? Come on, don't be a... And now it's not about the pill anymore. It's about proving you're not the lame one, so you take it. Oh, hey there, what's 50 times stronger than heroin and somehow easier to get than a prescription for antibiotics? If you guessed B, fentanyl, you're correct. If you guessed D, also correct, but we're focusing on fentanyl today. Here's the fun part. That pill you just took wasn't Xanax. It was pressed fentanyl, or it was Xanax laced with fentanyl. And the lethal dose is about 2 milligrams. That's the weight of a few grains of salt. You literally cannot see it. Your friend didn't know it was laced. Not because he's secretly Zach Galifianakis trying...
Landgenoot. Ik verzoek u als minister-president vooral allen rustig te gaan slapen. Zoals u dat ook op andere nachten pleegt te doen. Er is voorshands geen enkele reden tot ongerustheid. Gaat u rustig slapen. Hier sprak uw minister-president.
Vermeten de onwetenden, weet dan dit. Wie ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van de woorden der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben. Vermeten de onwetenden, weet dan dit. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Go bomb the Ayatollah,
fa la 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 la.
Through Iran, clear past Angola,
fa la 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 la.
Hang Khamenei from the rafters,
fa la 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 la.
No more kidnapping disasters,
fa la 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 la.
They can take their oil and shove it.
Fa la 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 la.
We'll conserve and rise above it.
Fa la 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 la.
It's our food for which they hunger.
Fa la 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 la.
Let them eat their oil for supper.
Fa la 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 la.
They've taken,
fa la 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 la.
Or we're gonna bomb and strafe them,
fa la 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 la.
There's no way we'll ever give in,
fa la 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 la.
Now the stars and stripes are are waving.
Fa la 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 la.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
조선노동당 중앙군사위원회 제8기 제6차 확대회의가 진행됐습니다. 미제와 남조선 괴뢰 역도들의 가중되는 침략전쟁 도발 책동에 대처하여 나라의 전쟁 억제력을 백방으로 확대 강화하기 위한 전략적 조치들이 강력히 실천돼가고 있는 우리 무력발전의 전환기에 또다시 중대한 군사적 의의를 가지는 조선노동당 중앙군사위원회 제8기 제6차 확대회의가 4월 10일 당중앙위원회 본부청사에서 진행됐습니다. 조선노동당 총비사이시며
당장 수십동상 세기를 이어가며 승리 떨쳐온 우리 혁명은 더 한 분의 전군 최부용도자를 맞이했습니다. 선군혁명력을 빛나게 계승 완성해 나가시는 김정은 동지를 반만년 역사 후에 높이 모신 것은 우리
Dan is de tijd rijp voor de glorie der mensheid, van grootheid, roem en kracht, van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met glorie der mensheid, die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts, zijn oder nicht zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood, Er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. De glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Als u na het schokkende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035 83 88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
Greetings, welcome to episode 191 of Active Listening. I'm your host, Stalia. We're going to start off this week with a track by Milanese. This is Mr. Bad News.
Yeah. All right, then we're gonna get to work now. Out to the phone line crew, all stores, 904, North 7, 9,007, all stores, all three.
front, let your feet stomp. Niggas on the left.
The Prime Minister claims.
Cop that, you rotten funny bastard.
I told you, I got a boyfriend.